In today's Mishnah, it's on the third and fourth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechta Gittin. The Mishnah begins, B'chol kotvin. When you write a get, you can use any inks. B'diyo can be ink, B'sam, which is orpiment, B'sikra, which is like a red dye, B'kumus, which is gum ink, V'kankantom, which is vitriol, or like a copper, sort of a copperous substance. It says, U'b'chol davar shu shel kaima. However, it's critical that with all these inks, they have to be permanent, so that the rishumo, the marking, stays, and if it's rubbed out, you can recognize it's been done so. However, ein kotvim, therefore you cannot use mashkim, which is like juices, v'lubim may peirot. So the first mashkim was like from grapes, and other ones is other juices. V'lo b'chol davar she'in mikam, anything that is not permanent, out of concern that it's going to be forged. Ala kol kotvim, you can write on anything. You can write al ha'alesh al zay, you can even write on a fig leaf. It's important here, the fig leaves were actually edible, but we'll explain why in a moment, that's important. Val keren shel para, you can even write on the horn of a cow. However, if you do so, you'd have to give her the entire cow. The reason for that is because it says in the Torah, Ketav la sefer kridut v'natan be'ada, that the husband would write a sefer kridut, a document through which affects the divorce, and immediately it says v'natan be'ada, and it gives it to her. So from that we understand there can't be any maisa, any action in between the writing and the handing it over. Action in terms of connected to the body of the get. So therefore, if he severed the horn and then gave it to it, would be a problem. And similarly, you can write al yad shel eved, you can write the get on the hand of an eved knani, and venoten la eved, you'd have to give the entire eved over. Rabbi Yossi Gliss disagrees. He says, en kotvim, you cannot write a get, lo al davar shesh bo rachaim, not on any living being, like even an animal or a cow in the first case, v'la ochlim, they're not on food. That's why I mentioned the fact that alesh zayit was something that they used to eat. And the reason for that is, the reason why Rabbi Yossi disagrees is because the way the Torah describes a get, it refers to it as a sefer kritut, a book of severance, if you like. So he understands the fact that Torah used sefer kritut, it must mean that this is trying to describe the type of substance that can be used. It has to be a sefer. So therefore it cannot be any living creature, and it cannot be food either that can be used as a substance on which to write the get. However, Chachamim understand that the sefer kritut is a different important law that comes out of it. Not to teach the material that you can use for a get as in a sefer, but rather it's sipur hadvarim, meaning the get itself has to write in it, and you are now free to go marry anyone you please. Let's continue. This mission dalet. Ein kotvin bimchubar lakarka. You cannot write a get on something that's attached to the ground, say on leaves of trees, for example. The issue with that is because it says, as we've explained, v'natan biyada. It has to be written on something that can be handed over from hand to hand. So therefore, when it comes to something that's mechubar lakarka, that's impossible to do so without cutting it. I already explained in the previous Mishnah that it has to, after that, v'ketav la sefer kritut, it has to immediately be v'natan biyada, and you can't have this cutting it from the tree, where that would be an intervening action. If, however, someone wrote kitvu bimchubar, if someone wrote the tofes, meaning the standard text of the get, but left spaces for the names, and talasho v'chatamo, and then they removed it, and then wrote the rest of the get, so the names, and signed it, unatanola, and gave it to her, that would be okay. Why? That is because the critical part of the get, the toref, the names, and after that the signature as well, that was actually written while it's detached, that would be okay. So the way I've explained it is the way Kati explained it, and that's really focused on the opinion of Reb Eliezer, that the critical part is the Ede Mesira, the witnesses that are present when the get is handed over. So when the Mishnah says V'chatamo, well, it's not referring to the signatures, because signatures aren't really that critical according to Reb Eliezer. That's why we've been explaining it, that it refers to the Toref, meaning the names of the husband and the name of the wife and the date and the custom details. Some people say that actually, no, it can be referring to Rebbe Meir as well. Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that the critical witnesses are not those that witnesses are handing over of the get, but rather the witnesses that are actually signing on it. So therefore, what it's saying is one is not allowed to, or shouldn't write a get lechachila while it's still connected to the ground, because out of concern that what you're going to do, the witnesses may sign it while it's still connected to the ground. However, if it's katvu, they've wrote it, the Toref as well, while it's still connected, meaning even if they wrote the names while it's still connected to the ground, and detached and only just signed it, well, that would be okay. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, pasul, irrelevant. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says, everything has to be written while it's detached from the ground, out of concern that either according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Toref will be written while it's still connected to the ground, or according to Rabbi Meir, that it might sign while it's still connected to the ground. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, it has to be all written, the whole thing, ad shtiyeh ktivato v'chatimato, both the writing and the signing has to be done once talush, while it's detached. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says, Ein kufim lo alinia haniyar hamachuk. One cannot write on a paper that's wiped out, or paris that is rubbed out, because once it's been rubbed out once, one is able to edit the get and rub out parts of it, and you'll be able to forge it and change the details and aimings and like. Also, v'lola diftara. This is a cloth that hasn't been properly worked. As the mission explains, as I've already stated, there is bibnei shehu yachol izdayef, because such a document can be forged. However, chachamim say, no, chachamim machshirim, it's fine. Why? That is because Kohen Chachamim, they hold, like what we said to Kohen Reb Eliezer previously, that the critical witnesses are not those that are on the get, but rather those that are present when it's handed over. So consequently, we're not so concerned if some of the details would be changed after, because the Edim Mesira, the witnesses that were there at the time was handing over, they would have read through the get, and they would be able to know later if anything's been forged or anything's been changed. Now, once again, this is only in the case of Gittin. When it comes to divorce documents, Chachamim say it's okay to use such a material that could potentially be edited after the fact. However, when it comes to other documents, the financial documents and the like, well, that's different, because there we rely on the Edi Chatim, or those that sign the document. And therefore, in those situations, the Chachamim would agree you cannot use a document that can be forged, or we can start replacing names of witnesses, because in that situation, we're relying literally on the content of the document more than, unlike with Gittin, once again, where it's the witnesses that were present at the time when the get was handed over. Those are the Mishnah today.